Athabasca, residents of Boyle, Grassland, and anyone else who drives on Highways 55 and 63 will want to plan ahead and expect delays this Friday, March 8. Parts of the highway will be shut down throughout the day as a 192-wheel trailer makes its way from Edmonton to Fort McMurray. The vehicle will be hauling a piece of industrial equipment 8.7 meters wide, 10.2 meters high, and 69.5 meters long, which will require the entire width of the highway, including the shoulder. The convoy will only move travel at 60 kilometers an hour, at times traveling against the flow of traffic. Motorists who encounter the convoy will experience delays and are asked to watch for the guide vehicles and flag people. The media release from the province asked everyone to be patient as the convoy moves through the area. The route. The convoy will start in Edmonton in the early morning Wednesday, March 6. It'll exit from 93251 Avenue in the city and it'll make its way to Highway 14 through 51st Avenue, 75th Street, and White Mud, where they'll head eastbound against the flow of traffic. Once the convoy hits Highway 14, it'll head east, before going north on Highway 36 and then east on Highway 45. The convoy will spend the night at the Two Hills Scale. The morning of March 7 will see the convoy heading east on Highway 45, north on Highway 36, east again on Highway 29, before again turning to the north on Highway 36. The trucks will end the day heading west on Highway 28 and then north on Highway 63 before spending the night at the Radway Scale. March 8 will see the convoy continue its provincial zigzag. It'll head north on 63 from Radway, going past Boyle, before turning onto Highway 55. It'll continue north onto Highway 63, through Grassland, before continuing north towards Fort McMurray.